Hey guys, what's up? It's Kevin Turner here, and with the Healthy Habits Podcast. This is the first and hopefully long series of podcasts that will help inspire people, help get them to create their own lifestyle transformations. I've been teaching for the last 10 years at high school here in Salem, and over the course of that time, put on a really unhealthy amount of weight. When I graduated from high school, weighed about 185 pounds, and then as of about August of last year, I weighed 317 pounds. Which, you know, I guess I was trying to work on doubling my weight or something. But, you know, while that was happening, it really kind of impacted all areas of my life. How I spent my money, what I did with my free time, how I felt about myself. You know, all of those things really played a role. And that kind of shaped the last decade of my life. And, you know, looking back, obviously, in retrospect, like, man, I wish I had made some changes earlier. So I figured I'd start a podcast that maybe would help people avoid some of the pitfalls I've made. I've really been trying to talk to people that I know that are a little bit younger than me, you know, about, hey, really pay attention to what you're doing. You know, as I mentioned over and over again, you know, you make your habits and your habits make you, you know, and if you don't define your life will define you. So it's really important that we think about these things. And a lot of times, you know, as we get going, get married, have kids, have a family, career, you know, you get so busy that it's hard to even stop and think about what is the direction of my life? What am I doing? Where am I going? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I investing my time and my energy into things that I love and that I'm passionate about? You know, and a lot of times the answer is no. You know, you're in a career, you're doing things because it pays the bills, you know, and you started in that career because it was safe, you knew somebody that was in there, you know, and that was sort of what I did. You know, I was never really that excited about being a teacher, but all my friends were teachers, you know, and I knew people who were teachers, and that career made sense to me, and even though it wasn't what I was passionate about, it made sense, and I got into it, and I was good at it, and then you just get comfortable, and you get stuck, and then you blink, and it's 10 years later. So my hope is that by kind of recording some things I've realized, some of the things I'm learning, that maybe it'll help people change what they're doing if they're in a bad situation now, but also people that are coming out of college looking to get into the workforce, maybe help them kind of understand, listen, this is what you got to really pay attention to what you're doing, okay? And it kind of reminds me of a time, you know, when I was in college, my mom, you know, decided that she was going to start taking some risks in her life, and she started skydiving. And I was like, that is crazy. I was really, really afraid of heights. I'm still a little sketched out by them, but I was terrified at that time. And my mom, you know, asked me if I wanted to go skydiving. I felt like a big sissy because here was my mom asking me to skydive, and I was scared out of my mind. It's like, and then what made it worse was that my 70-year-old great uncle was down to go too. For his 70th birthday. I'm like, okay, I mean, I gotta go now. Like, my mom and my 70-year-old great uncle are both going. I have to go too. So, you know, I decided, okay, let's do it. And you get to the place, and it's the craziest thing. They give you like an inch wide stack of papers signing your life away. Like, if you die skydiving, you will not try to sue. I'm like, well, if I'm dead, I'm definitely not gonna try and sue. But you had to sign away everything. I'm like, that was scarier than the actual jump, because you're thinking, this is real. This whole thing is real. So, you know, you get up to in the plane, and they've got a see-through door, you know, and the guy that's attached to you that jumps with you, thankfully, like, I wouldn't trust myself to jump out there and pull that chute myself. So they've got someone attached to you. He's got an altimeter on his wrist, so you can see the altitude that you're going to, and it's climbing thousands of feet, get up to like 13,000 feet, and you can see everything getting smaller through that see-through door. They hit 13,000 feet, and they kick that door open, and the wind's rushing in, and you're like, oh my, that's the moment of reality, you know, and now you line up, and people start jumping out of the plane, and it's, as you get closer, you're like, this is real. And, you know, if I had been just by myself, I probably would have chickened out and not done it. You know, my great uncle jumps out, my mom jumps out, you know, and then fortunately I had the guy attached to me. So he was going out. So that meant I was going too. So really the only scary part is getting right to the edge. You get right to the edge. The wind is rushing in. You look down, 13,000 feet below you is the earth. And that moment right there is terrifying. Like, I am not going to lie to you. Like, there's no part of that I remember being awesome. Like, I was scared out of my mind. But as soon as we jumped out of the plane, I felt like I was flying. It was crazy. And then you kind of felt like I was floating. And the rest of the time was awesome. After I jumped out of the plane, everything else was good. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I'm going to break down step by step the process I've used to sort of change my life, to recapture what I want, chase my passions, my ambitions, you know, and I'm going to kind of talk about like how I've done that step by step. And today, the first step I'm going to talk about is making the decision. Because if you are going to do anything in your life that's going to be meaningful, you have to make a decision. And that's not just like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that now. That's not what I'm talking about. Because when you make this decision, you are committing, you're making a commitment. You're making a commitment to change. And that's a big deal. And we're going to talk about how you solidify that commitment, how you make that maybe a little bit stronger in your life. But this is, you're committing to a lifestyle change. You're not just committing to, I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to start walking every night. You're committing to, I am going to live my life differently. And that's a big deal. That is a big, big deal. And I think that's really why when people decide they're going to, you know, lose some weight, get in shape, get their finances in order, whatever kind of thing they're trying to do, trying to improve in their life, they don't do it because they're not committed to a lifestyle change. They're not committed to changing their behaviors. That's the harder part. You know, we'll talk about that. Because once you have habits established, it's really hard to go against those. That's why they're habits. They're designed to put you on autopilot so you can worry about doing other things. You don't have to worry about those tasks. But the problem is if you create bad habits, now all of a sudden you get stuck in these negative patterns. So we're going to talk about that. But tonight, the first step, the very first step is you have to make a decision. Just like when I was on the edge of that plane getting ready to jump, I had to make a decision to actually jump. Because if I decided I didn't want to do that, stayed in the plane, I would have missed out on that incredible experience. You know, and then when I get down to the bottom, I have to explain why I didn't jump. You know, but, you know, that is the key point. And a lot of us come to those parts in our lives, and we can make those parts in our lives where we decide, I'm just going to do things differently. You walk up to the edge and you decide, I'm going to do things differently. And that has to be the first step in creating a lifestyle change. And again, that's what I want to talk about. You know, I have a blog right now that I'm writing that's kind of talking about how people can get in shape and, you know, live their lives better. But this, the podcast series is really going to be about how do you create lasting change, lasting lifestyle change that will help better prepare you to reach your goals, to achieve your dreams, to do those types of things. So tonight, just to recap, the one thing that I want you to think about is if you decide that you, or if you think you want to make a lifestyle change, you think that's what needs to happen in your life, the key to what you need to do is you need to make a decision. Get to the edge of the plane with the wind rushing in and the ground below you. You have to make a decision that you're going to change and you're committed to changing your life. If you do that, then you'll be in a good spot. Then you'll have potential to take step number two, which we'll talk about in the next podcast. Thank you for joining me. Again, my name is Kevin Turner.